Geology, the Story of Earth, Lecture 6. The Interior of the Earth and Our Magnetic Field.
Okay, so we've spent the last few lectures not only talking about lots of different kinds of rocks and all the different ways that we form them, but then we spent a little bit of time thinking about how geologic time is divided and how we figure out the story of rocks that we see on Earth's surface. And so we spent a lot of time talking about things that you can go and walk up to and look at. I mean, we did talk about some very deep processes like in igneous rocks and metamorphic rocks, but we haven't really thought about what's going on way, way down under our feet. So in this lecture, what we'll do is we're going to explore just a little bit how things work in the mantle and in the core. And when we talk about the core, we'll also think about how Earth's magnetic field is generated. So when we think about the interior of our Earth, there's often been a lot of curiosity through the ages about what goes on down there. There are a lot of different myths and traditional stories that center on beings coming out from the underworld and things that go on way down beneath our feet that are magical and mysterious. And of course, there are movies that are made about it, like The Journey to the Center of the Earth, that, you know, portrays the center of the Earth as having dinosaurs and giant crystals and all kinds of fun things going on down there. It's probably not quite that entertaining, but hopefully, as we go through these processes, you'll see that there are some really interesting things that are going on down there. One of the problems that geologists face when we deal with the interior of the Earth is we can't really get very far beneath the surface to see what's going on down there. If you consider the entire size of our planet, it's really hard to get more than just through the very, very thinnest part of the skin of the crust with the technology that we have today. So we do the best we can. We look down into boreholes, we go down into mine shafts, we do everything we can to get just a little bit further every time and see if we can't figure out something new. But a lot of what we know about the interior of the planet, we've inferred from different data sets, and we'll talk about some of those data sets and how they work and what they tell us. So, how far can we see into the interior of our planet? If we're standing on a continent, and we're on continental crust, which is very thick relative to oceanic crust, which we'll talk about a little bit in the next lecture, we're looking at some 25 to 50 kilometers worth of rock that we'd have to get through before we got into the mantle, which is the next part of the interior of the Earth. Now, the deepest drill hole only goes 12 kilometers. And out of 25 to 50 kilometers, that's not very far. So we really only have a picture of the tiniest part of the top of our planet, and really not much information about anything much deeper than that. Now for oceanic crust, which is much thinner, it's on the order of about 5 to 7 kilometers thick, people have gotten about 2 kilometers in, so still just a tiny proportion of that thickness that we've actually taken physical samples from and looked at and tried to interpret and tried to understand.